I called this number 3 times already today, but I got scared. I put it back in place. I put my phone back in place. I still don't know if I should have called. Look, just tell me, why don't you? If I'm out of place. 'Cause here's your chance to make me feel awkward and wish that I had never even called up this place. I saw you though today walk by with hippie Johnny. I had to call up and say how I wanna take his place. So this phone call today concerns hippie Johnny. He's always stoned. He's never straight. I saw you today, you know, walk by with hippie Johnny. Look, I had to call up and say I wanna take his place. See, he's stoned. Hippie Johnny. Now get this, I'm straight and I want to take his place. Now look, I like him too. I like Hippie Johnny. But I'm straight and I want to take his. I said I'm straight. I said, I'm straight. I'm proud to say.
My dad never liked me. Everyone, it's me, Hal, and you're listening to Sweet Corn. It's 4:06 p.m., and it's really horrid outside. I just started yelling earlier. So today's show is going to be about media, especially TV. So we heard two songs from 1976 and 1977, respectively. I'm Straight by the Modern Lovers, a beloved Boston band, and Cherie by the band Suicide. And we will be having a guest at some point today if he ever makes it here. You might know him from many phone calls on air last year on my show with Kevin Miller. He might make it here eventually. We'll see. Before I get into more, though, we'll be listening to some more music first.
Thank you.
All right, I'm back. It's 420. Haha, good one. So that was in order. Tears in the Typing Pool by Broadcast from my favorite album of theirs, Tender Buttons. And then Guiding Light from Television. And then Electronic Renaissance, weirdly by Belle and Sebastian. Definitely not the first guess for that song, but really one of my favorites of theirs recently. So, like I said, today's show is about TV and media, which I think is very fun to think about. I think a particular thing I like about TV is commercials when they're really good. I love a good infomercial. Not so much because they're funny, but just because I think they have a really beautiful formulaic format, which is really nice to see. It's very comforting. It's very clear and everything looks so nice. I think my favorite was always that one thing that cooks chocolate or something. You like make your own chocolate with it. And it's just like a double boiler or something, but man, they really showed some kitchen disasters. In the background today, we're listening to an Arthur Russell song. He seems to epitomize mediation because he was very silent. But we'll be moving on to some newer music in a minute. More about television. This is Adult Mom's latest single, second to latest single.
And in romance. from me in time of need.
Guest is. That's fine. He might be, maybe he's stuck in a TV somewhere. Who knows? So I think in a lot of ways, TV is necessarily connected to sleepovers because that's what you do when you don't know what to do. And I think it's opens up a lot of genres you wouldn't normally watch. My friend and I always watched Ghost Adventures on when we were to have sleepovers because it's one of the only entertaining shows that gets played after like 1 a.m. Eastern time, of course. But then I would get really scared and I would never sleep. I was really bad at sleeping at sleepovers. And it's also, I think, TV has left an open space in a lot of ways because people don't watch it as much anymore scheduled. It used to add a lot of routine. Like, I used to come home from school every day and watch What Not to Wear and eat organic Pop-Tarts, and it was a great ritual. I often miss it and try to replicate it when I go home. And also, we have so much choice now that it's really easy to see sort of a multiplication of, like, you don't connect TV to your identity as much anymore. Just something to think about, I guess. We'll do a PSA quickly. Before I started talking, you heard Full Screen by Adult Mom, and that's from their upcoming album, which I'm personally really excited about. And then Static Buzz by Snail Mail, which I would not know had a friend not put it on a playlist for me. So grateful for that one. And then after that, TV by Colleen Green, who was recently played a show in Boston, but I missed it because I was in New York. That means I'm cool, if you didn't know. All right, here's a PSA for you all. 4 rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. So there you have it. There it is. I don't even know what's on TV lately. I never watch it except when I go home. I hope it's good. Last year I saw some really good TV themed, or TV oriented, I suppose, video art by the English artist, or Scottish, actually, Scottish. The Scottish artist Phil Collins, not to be confused with the singer who made the music for the Disney film Tarzan. They are not the same person. unfortunately, you can't find his video anywhere. It's called This Unfortunate Thing Between Us, and it screened on TV in Berlin. It was a sort of a public TV art project. It was great. Can't see it, though, anymore. All right, so we're gonna move in a little bit about mediation generally. Some more TV stuff. Yeah. All right, so up next is kind of entry level, I suppose, but whatever. One of the earlier songs I attempted to learn on guitar, but I really can't play that instrument. It doesn't make sense to my hands.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Sing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition,
1.
And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you.
crash your car. You got a friendly boyfriend. You want a candy bar. TV girl, TV girl, TV girl, TV girl, TV girl, talking on the phone, writing letters to the moon. Too many asking questions, they're all crowded in your room. TV girl, TV girl, TV girl, TV TV screen, sweatshirt and torn jeans. I wanna reach and touch a teen, but the glass is just my dream. TV girl, the bottom of the ocean, rocket to the moon. You wanna lose your boyfriend, wanna do it soon. TV girl, TV girl, TV girl, tie your head in knots, go bottom of the sea, rock it to the tune, you oughta do it soon. TV girl,
Alright, we've got 9 minutes left on Sweet Corn. We heard Space Odyssey by David Bowie, a song that really used to get me in eighth grade. So I hope you all really felt that one. For me, for eighth grade Helen, it was really a nightmare once you get down to it. Really just the worst. It's so annoying. And then we had a sweet coupling of TV Girl by Beat Happening and Television Man by the Talking Heads. So we only have time for a couple more songs. Not too much conversation. Unfortunately, it seems as though our guest Miller was stuck in a TV, so he won't be here. So I'll be signing off with some bangers, some old, some newer. Yeah. I don't know. I'm really over-caffeinated and don't really know what to say about TV. I think I have too many thoughts to say any one. All right. We'll just move into it. I will say goodbye before I leave.
Can you give me number 9? Can I see you later? Can you carnage apparatus. Such a disappointing doom. Abuse money, abuse drugs, abuse body, abuse mind. People use such strange excuses, always have to, no clue why. Most folks think and some folks know. Life's the least when you don't let go of a memory, of a dream. Like a hometown, better seen on a screen or at a distance. Life lived best without resistance. People clicked and people read. Modern life is what it said. Pretty pictures, pretty lives. I've been into once or twice. I'll go back, but not today. It's nice to visit, but it's hard to stay in the grips of that dimension. Too much data, too much tension, too much plastic, too much glass. Life lived least when fears have passed. My friend, he won't leave his home. Says I am a bonfire of human bones. I am a bonfire of human bones. I am a bonfire of human bones. And am I under some spell? And do my thoughts belong to me? Or just some slogan I ingested to save time? This night is missing people. The scene, it had no one, hardly no one. It had shapes, it had light. Some were flashing, most moved. Me, I couldn't look away. But still, no one came or left, they just stayed. But they weren't there in the first place. Overpopulated by nothing, crowded by sparseness, guided by darkness. Too much, not enough. Content, that's what you call it. An infant screaming in every room in your gut. Best for modern attention, but best left unattended. How gathered the pixels in the dust of the digital age to our being? With what do I wash? Put on some music. My friend walks the same path every day. Stoop to stairwell, cognizance to coma. Ignoring best he can an inconvenient reality. The consequential chore that unfolds in the naked sprint from screen to screen. Scrolling binary ghettos for escape, for reminders. This will be a good year to free poets from the backpacking dungeons of content and comments. To free artists from empty and vulgar broadcasting ritual. For this year it became harder to be tender. Harder and harder to remember. Meeting a friend, writing a letter, being lost. Antique ritual, all lost to the ceremony of progress. Like essential organs removed, they're only weighing you down. You didn't need them, ignore this part, it's an advertisement. These people are famous, I trust them. Protesters stayed home this time around. Some enlisted, some never heard the first shots.